Hello, welcome to the RJ777 podcast. If you hear any background noise, that's because I'm working on some stuff for the channel currently. Shouldn't really take too long. Mainly NCW, which planning on streaming after I record this. So, anyway, I'm adding something new to the end of the podcast. Gonna do like a discussion sort of thing. If that makes any sense whatsoever. Pretty much what it's going to be is I'm going to either bring a question, if I don't have somebody else have a question, wrestling related of course, I can answer on the podcast. I'll just bring something. So of course this week I'll just just kind of present a question which I can answer, so to myself, because I already know, fairly kind of already know, not completely, but for the most part I already know, what I would say and all that stuff, so. Anyway, hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome to This Week in Wrestling. Basically, I'll just review Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and if there's any major indie news, then I will also talk about that. Again, don't really talk about rumors, but I mean, if it's announced, of course, then yeah, I will mention it, because rumors don't always come true, and because, you know, they are just rumors, you know, speculation. So, anyway, starting off with Raw, again, just kind of quickly run down through, this is actually the second time I'm recording this, second time I am recording this, because the first time, took too long, and I ran out of time, so that's why, I'm just kind of going through very quickly. Not like very quickly. I mean, like quick-ish, I would say. What was I saying? Go through Raw. Looked like Raw was gonna start off with the match. No, just another segment. So. That, and then let's see, then there's also Riot Squad came out, put Natalya through a table, taking her out of the main event. So, there isn't really too much. I mean, Italian Ruby Riott's feud hasn't been bad. I mean, it started off pretty badly, but it has gotten better, for the most part. And, with their TLC match. I am kind of curious to see how they're going to blow it off, blow off the feud. So, yeah, I mean, overall, curious to see where they take the storyline. Anyway, and then, right, time to talk about segments that I really, really didn't like. I can't remember if these were back-to-back segments or not. I don't think they were. I'm pretty sure they weren't. The whole Revival, Lucha House Party, then Corbin with the Authors of Pain and Rude and Gable. I think it's pretty obvious why I did not like this segment, because Lucha House Party, right, with their whole Lucha House rules at pretty much the last minute. I mean, now, you should just expect that to be the case. But, you know, for them to just kind of like come out of nowhere, just, you know, like, hey, Lucha House Party rules. You know, I mean, that's pretty crappy of them to do that. I mean, that's a very heel thing to do. Just kind of like come out last minute, you know, say, you know, oh, it's a handicap match. You know what I mean? And they are supposed to be the faces. So, it's Revival, then a little bit later, Corbin did it to, it was Bobby Roode versus Drake Maverick. Roode won. He and Gable would get another shot at the tag titles. Well, let's say, towards like the middle of the match, the Authors of Pain were beating down Chad Gable backstage, and Corbin made it a tag team match. A handicap match. You know, Drake Maverick, Authors of Pain against Roode and Gable. Well, of course, the face commentators who earlier were saying about, about Lucha House Party, you know, they're telling Corey, oh, it's just all good fun, yeah, that sort of thing. Were yelling out, oh, this is totally unfair when Corbin did it. It's laughable. It really is. And, there isn't really much you can really say to defend that. I mean, they just really just contradicted. Is contradicted the right word? But it's sort of like they backhanded what they were saying. At least the Jazz Party, you know, since their faces, good guys, it's all good fun. Then when a heel does it, it's unfair. You know, that sort of thing. But, it's just, you know, they really need to get that sorted out with the storyline and all that. Not really storylines, but, I mean, that whole sort of double standard. That's where I was looking for, a double standard in the commentary. Anyway, let's see, so after all that, so you think Ambrose did a promo? I mean, they did a promo, but I mean, like, after that stuff. Oh, then there's the awful open forum again. It's just really tiresome with these open forums. Oh, my. And then, anyway. So the open forum, then Ambrose did that promo. Which Ambrose, right? He has been given a bad gimmick. Not a bad gimmick. Oh yeah, I mean the whole you stink thing and all that stuff isn't working, really. And, it's, but, alright, so Ambrose has bad character right now, the whole classic heel, and the reason why I say it's bad character is it's not the character that Ambrose really should be doing when you think about it. I mean, really, if there's anybody that really didn't need to do that sort of thing, it's Ambrose. I mean, he could be, he could easily be the psychotic heel, but he isn't. He's classic bad guy, you know. And once again, Rollins came out as usual. And then attacked Ambrose. Ambrose got the better of him, and that was pretty much that. Not really too much to say. Anyway. So, you had that. And then, there was, just trying to think here. There's that segment. Ambrose stood tall in the end. I think that's what most people were expecting. I mean, if not, then, you know, you probably should have been expecting that then. That's really all I can say. Then, let's see, oh yeah, Balor got involved on Raw. He helped Ziggler beat McIntyre after McIntyre got his participation award. The McIntyre got his participation award. Then Ziggler came out, set up a match between the two, which they then had. And then, let's see, there was that. Then, yeah, Balor came out to help out Ziggler. He won. Then Elias did his live concert, which, just trying to think here exactly what happened, because I would like to get this right. Why am I having such a hard time thinking about this? See, Lashley and Leo Rush came out, interrupt Elias. They're doing the usual stick, you know, oh, look at Lashley, you know, that sort of thing. Then Elias, you know, he said, alright, yep, that's enough. Got out of the ring, went for Lashley. You know, chased him backstage. Then Leo Rush jumped off the ramp / stage. Balor got him, threw him back on, lashed him with the guitar, and then, of course, it wasn't going to go unnoticed by Baron Corbin and McIntyre, respectively. Well, actually, no, it's more McIntyre when you think about it. That caused the whole thing. And let's see, so that all happened. And then, right, so there's that. And then I'm just trying to make sure I get this all right. Why am I having such a hard time? Yeah, McIntyre attacked Balor while Balor was doing a backstage interview, you know, that sort of thing. And then again, why am I having such a hard time with this? Right, I'm sure that it's not really that joyful to hear me trying to figure out what I'm actually trying to do and all that. Anyway, so right, that stuff happens, and then you have Oh, this is bugging the crap out of me. I mean, I'm sure it's not great to listen to. I mean, me trying to figure out exactly what happened. Because, again, I would like to get this all right. And not being able to get this right. I mean, I'm still arguably getting some of this right. It's just a matter of the amount of time it's taking. Dang. Anyway, So yeah, all that stuff happens. Then there's the main event, which was Rousey and Ember Moon, Tamina, Nia Jax. I think it'd be what you expect. Tamina took the submission, actually. Rousey tapped her out after she got hit with an eclipse by Ember Moon. I like that spot. I like the ending of that match, you know. Rousey and Ember Moon seem to work pretty well together. So, kind of hope they can continue doing that. But if not, fine. Okay. They'll always have that match. Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, that... Again, I know it took a long time with that. But, I mean, that's pretty much Raw. So, let's see, so, yeah, Raw again, it's still bad, not as bad as last week, but still pretty bad. Anyway, so on SmackDown, which has been killing it lately, the past 2 weeks, right, I think it has actually been the best brand in WWE. Can't talk because I'm kind of tired because recording this kind of late, as usual. And, right, so... There's all that, and then, again, just trying to think. Oh man, that's bugging the crap out of me. Jesus, SmackDown. This is not going to be in any particular order whatsoever. Let's see, there's SmackDown, which started with... Yeah, screw the whole in no particular... I mean, screw the whole going in order thing. I remember, let's see, so there's Miss TV with Daniel Bryan, which was briefly interrupted by... Mr. Ronald Truth. I mean, it wasn't bad. Anyway, you know, the whole dance break thing, I mean, it gave for kind of a nice moment, I guess. See, there's that. Then, of course, Daniel Bryan was Miz's guest, which, I gotta say, I enjoyed that. Never mind, I'll talk about that after I'm done talking about Miz TV, because I just remembered what opened up the show for, SmackDown. Anyway, so, Miz TV, it's pretty good. Bryan as a heel, liking it. It's a little bit weird, but, I mean, it's not bad. It could be worse. The whole, vegan gimmick isn't particularly my cup of tea, but, I'm sure for some people it is, so. So yeah, Brian, you know, the whole count the sins thing, I did like that. Like, you know, I kicked one man in the balls, but you do countless things that damages the planet throughout the day. You know, calling them fickle. What I don't like, though, Miz kept on asking the same question, which Brian would not answer. Wouldn't answer it. And that annoys the absolute crap out of me. Like, it really does. It's not really like it was a hard question or anything. It's just Brian wouldn't answer that question. For whatever reason. Just wouldn't answer it. Kind of like, he came out there, say something. Ah, I messed up again. Came out there, say something, you know, had all planned out. It's just, you know, since Miz was there, it felt like a little bit of a formality, I guess, to him. I'm guessing. So, let's see, then AJ came out. Before I get on to that, so Miz kept on asking Daniel Bryan, did you win the WWE Championship by listening to me? Like, you know, did it take out a page of the Miz's playbook, you know, to win the WWE Championship, which pretty much clearly did, you know, kicking him. Daniel Bryan kicking AJ right in the privates. So, but again, he just wouldn't answer it. Which, he just kept, for a while, he was avoiding the question, and then he finally just said, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It doesn't matter, basically. And then it just kind of went back to calling everybody fickle. That's pretty much what happened. Really, that is basically what happened. And then, yeah, like I said, AJ came out. They all started attacking each other. Brian kind of directing traffic for a little bit. It was basically two against one. I'm thinking at the Rumble, it's going to be a triple threat, if not a TLC, between Miz, Brian, and AJ. They've been building to this for a little while now. And I think it makes a little bit more sense to do it at the Rumble, because, like I said, they have been building to this. So, yeah, I mean, either way, really. If they do a TLC or at the Royal Rumble, they're most likely going to do that match. It would be kind of a waste to pretty much set up for that match and just not do the match. So, I would imagine that they're going to do the match. The triple threat. Anyway, so then there was, we opened up the contract signing between Charlotte, Asuka, and Becky. It was great. I like, recently, you know, I was reading something online that basically said most of the storylines in the women's division were based around friends, or, like, friendships and all that. Which, yeah, when you look at the major storylines, they were pretty much all about friendships. But they've changed that, especially with Natalia and Ruby Riott. That's definitely not about friendships. And originally, Charlotte and Becky was about, you know, friendships. But then they went away from that, sort of. And now it's more of, you know, proving who's better, you know. Like, they each want to beat the other two to show that they're better. You know, not to, like, Paige or the crowd. You know, they just want to prove that they're better than the other two people in the match. You know, for pretty much, like, bragging rights, sort of. And it's great. I mean, their promos are absolutely great. You know, Charlotte bringing up the WrestleMania loss, or the Asuka, which I like that, and they're gonna do the WrestleMania rematch next week. Can't wait. Very curious to see where they go with that. Oh, sorry. And let's see. I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff. What they did. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the triple threat match. Was it Jimmy? Oh, I know. I think it was Jay. Uso, Cesaro. And, yeah. Xavier Woods, Cesaro, and I'm pretty sure Jay. Uso, that triple threat match. Good match. Not too many complaints. Mainly was, though, a one-on-one match between between dang, I can't think of it. between Jay, I'm pretty sure Jay, and Xavier Woods, which, I mean, yeah, I kind of like how they work together to take out Cesaro, you know, because he's, you know, the champion. So, you know, it makes sense that they want to take him out. Which, like I said, I do enjoy that. How they did that. And I was thinking, dang. I had a bad time tonight remembering stuff. I'm gonna be rectoring NCW. If this is anything to go by, which it is. But yeah. Sorry about that. Itch on my shoulder, so. So I accidentally, you know, went the wrong way as far as to get to the itch. And, Anyway, so then the main event, AJ Styles versus The Miz, pretty good match. Daniel Bryan on commentary was pretty good. Enjoyed that. And let's see. Just trying to think of everything. Was there something before AJ versus Miz? I can't remember if there was or not. I don't think there was. I mean, I'm sure there was. I just can't think of it. So, ah, dang, this is gonna bug me. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah, of course there was, but I mean, it wasn't really forgettable. Remember what it was? Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. I mean, it wasn't anything that we haven't seen before until the ending with Samoa Joe. I loved that segment with Samoa Joe. Absolutely incredible work there from Joe. I really enjoyed it. Thought it was great. And kind of curious to see where they go from there. And obviously they're going to keep on Hardy being alcoholic or former alcoholic and all that stuff. But as far as where Joe goes from there, like the segment that he does, that stuff. I did like, how he was like, he wasn't really directly going after Hardy during that. He was just kind of like pointing out, like, you can either have 2 beers and be safe, or you can have 14 beers and wake up in a jail cell. You know, I'm not sure if Hardy had 14 beers or not, but no, I'm pretty sure that happened to him before. So, I did like that part. So I already mentioned main event with AJ and Miz, pretty good. On to NXT. NXT, which this usually happens after TakeOver, it's a bit of a down period for a few weeks, then it starts trying to play catch up a little bit. They still have interesting feuds going on in that. They still have to have interesting feuds to make it worthwhile watching. Debut of Punishment Martinez looked pretty strong in the match. Commentary was putting him over pretty well. So, probably gonna win the North American title. Probably not the world title. I don't think he'll win the world title, but I could see him winning the North American Championship. Matt Riddle, I could see holding the NXT title. Same with Keith Lee. Those two I could see holding the NXT title. Those two. Probably more Keith Lee than Matt Riddle. It's just me playing favoritism between the two. More of a Keith Lee fan than a Matt Riddle fan. Realistically, though, I guess it just comes down to whichever one's more popular, really, or whichever one's going to get more of a response from the crowd, which right now it seems like Riddle, but I don't know, Keith Lee keeps on doing stuff that I did against Sullivan. might get more of a crowd response. I don't know, but and then again, they did put Matt Riddle on a Takeover War Games in a squash match. Then Keith Lee wasn't on the pay-per-view at all, I don't think. He might have been on the kickoff show. I will admit, I did not watch the kickoff show because I don't think there's any matches on there. And usually if I'm going to watch a kickoff show, it's to see a match, you know, and well, I guess if the match is worthwhile watching, really. Or if there's somebody in the match that I like, I think of a, I want to say it was Battleground, pretty sure. Sami Zayn was in a match on the kickoff against Mike Kanellis. And then, yeah, that was like one of the first matches on the card. And then Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. I'm pretty sure that was a feud. That was on the kickoff. Actually, never mind. I missed most of Battleground. But I mean, that was like, I would have wanted to see either Sammy or Ty Dillinger on the kickoff because pretty big fans of both of them. Anyway, so yeah, continue on with NXT. See, then there was, I'm pretty sure, like backstage segments with Ricochet after Matt Riddle tapped out Punishment Martinez, and Oh No attacked, kind of attacked Riddle after the match. You know, with the discus forearm / elbow. Then backstage segment with Ricochet holding an open challenge next episode of NXT. Excited to see that. After that, Dakota Kai versus Shayna Baszler in the main event. Wasn't the last segment, but it was the last match, so therefore it was the main event. Pretty good match, you know. Baszler not winning by the help of the other horsewoman. I like that. Baszler looked like a threat in that match, like a dominant threat, like with or without the horsewoman there. So, you know, yeah, kind of curious to see who else is going to be in that Fatal 4-Way. Regal announced that there will be a Fatal 4-Way. Can't remember which episode of NXT. Bianca Belair already qualified after winning a match at a live event, I'm pretty sure. I think that's how she qualified. So, I mean, I kind of like how they're using a live event to, I can't make a live event, mean something, really. Other than just, like, oh, see your favorite wrestlers at this event. You know, that sort of thing. You know, for a cheap price. You know, that stuff. And, but yeah. Kind of curious to see who else is going to be in there. Probably, I would imagine, Kairi Sane. And maybe Io Shirai. Maybe? I don't know. Again, curious to see what goes on with that. And then Ciampa came out for the final segment, who was interrupted by Aleister Black. You know, saying that he wants this rematch at Takeover Phoenix for the title. I would imagine that that's going to be the main event. And then, of course, Gargano came out, you know, saying, like, you know, we have unfinished business. And then Ciampa sort of, like, went out onto the apron And, oh, I love the line where he said, you know, I love when you leap. He was saying this to Gargano. Yeah, I love when you leap. Johnny wrestling in the back and Johnny B.A. comes out. That was a good line by Ciampa. And then, you know, Ciampa was kind of playing puppet master, setting up a steel cage match between Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano. 2 weeks away. And I'm sure that's going to be a good match. And it's Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano. And the feud feels right for steel cage. I did like the shot that Gargano took at Aleister Black. You know, Black saying, you know, could fight. He would fight Johnny Gargano anywhere, even a parking lot. And Johnny Gargano said, you know, oh, how'd that work out for you last time? Absolutely great. Absolutely great. Yeah, then Aleister Black, you know, PO'd, went for Black Mask. So Gargano went out of the ring. And then he's like, well, we can't get Gargano. Ciampa's still on the apron. Hit Ciampa with Black Mask. And NXT faded to black with Aleister Black standing tall. And that's pretty much what went down. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, kind of quickly going over that. I do apologize for the long pauses. I'm just trying to remember and stuff. I really gotta write this stuff down. Anyway, on to the discussion part. Basically, I'm just gonna present a question, and just kind of like, I'll discuss it, basically. Alright, so, probably gonna call this segment a question of the week, where this week I'm gonna, since this is the first week of me doing this, I'm just gonna bring up a discussion topic, really, that's a question. After this, so I'll like, post something on Twitter, like, any question, any wrestling questions, let me know, you know, comment below, stuff like that. Nobody answers, then I will probably end up texting somebody, like, hey, I need a question for the podcast, wrestling related, what do you got, sort of thing, so. And if that doesn't work, I'll just bring another question to discuss, pretty much. So, this week's question. Oh, my. Dang it, I just had it, too. Yep, got it once again. Remembered it. And I know this is a little early. Actually, no, I'm going to change that question. I was going to say who should win the Royal Rumble, but I'm actually going to wait on that. Because, one, it's still a little early. Yeah, I mean, there are a few candidates. McIntyre springs to mind. Could do The Miz. This is me thinking more of my heart than my head. But Rusev. Same thing with Balor. Elias. I mean, there are options. It's most likely going to be McIntyre. Or if Strowman's ready to compete, then Strowman. I don't know. Also, it could be a surprise return. That ends up winning the Rumble or debut, maybe. From NXT, or maybe indie wrestler, possibly, like, I I'm not sure how likely this is. It's probably very unlikely. But say, like, Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes. On Cody Rhodes' case, it'd be a return. In Omega's case, it'd be a debut. But, you know, if one of them were to enter the Rumble, I'm sure they would instantly be a favorite to win. So, and that would be, and hopefully they would challenge Daniel Bryan. I would say preferably Omega, because I don't think those two have fought yet. And that being a WrestleMania main event, ooh, that'd be so good. Anyway, but yeah. Of course, not all the card has been announced yet for TLC, but week's question is, what will most likely main event TLC? So, obviously you have to look at the big Raw matches and the big SmackDown matches. And big Raw matches, you got mainly Corbin versus Strowman, but that's now in question with Strowman's injury. So, I mean, they could have that as the main event and have a big surprise, you know, at the end, send the crowd home happy. Or, you know, SmackDown side has more main event worthy matches. You have Bryan versus AJ for the WWE Championship, the only world title match on the card. Oh, I forgot another big Raw match. Ambrose and Rollins, that could also main event for the IC title. Because WWE is very high on having Raw matches main event these co-branded pay-per-views, it seems. So, yeah. Saw an Extreme Rules, or Extreme Rules, the IC title main evented. They could do it again at TLC with Rollins and Ambrose. Again, Corbin's match, because it's Corbin. Possibly Strowman. So, and then again, the SmackDown side, you got Bryan and AJ for the WWE Championship. It's a world title. And then you have the first ever women's TLC match. Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Asuka. If it's going to be a SmackDown match, it's going to be the TLC match. Because, A, you have Becky Lynch, the most popular wrestler. And you have Charlotte, who was the female counterpart to Roman Reigns, to bootleg Becky. If you don't follow Becky Lynch on Twitter, then A, what are you doing? And two, you will know what I'm talking about when I say bootleg Becky. I think they did. She did bring it up to SmackDown. I'm pretty sure she did call Charlotte bootleg Becky recently on SmackDown. But anyway, so yeah, you have those two alone. Then you have Asuka. It's the first ever match. So, like I said, if a SmackDown match is going to main event, it's going to be a TLC match. Mainly Becky Lynch alone. So, is arguably the main reason. Then Raw, again, Rollins and Ambrose. It's either going to be Rollins and Ambrose or the TLC match for SmackDown Women's title. Again, not all the matches have been announced yet, but going off of what they have, usually they announce the bigger matches first, then wait on the smaller matches. I mean, they announced, obviously, the TLC match, Brian, AJ, Corbin, and Strowman with a question mark currently. Then after that, you know, they have Balor and McIntyre, you know, it's still a fairly big match. It could potentially, it could be a great match, like match of the year quality, but that's most likely either going to go to the TLC match or again Rollins and Ambrose, which is probably going to main event the show. Because Rollins and Ambrose, right? They've had great matches before and will probably have great matches in the future. So it is a start off to a feud. So I don't think it's going to be, since this is the first match that they've had recently on TV, it's probably going to be good, but not like I said, match of the year quality. Whereas the TLC match, I mean, they could pull out all the stops in that match. As of now, Rollins and Ambrose is not a stipulation match, which I find odd. Whereas Corbin's match is, which, again, odd. But again, you have small matches, you know, again, coming after bigger matches that are announced. Also, on the SmackDown side, another big match is the Triple Threat match with, for the SmackDown tag titles, The Bar, New Day, and the Usos. I hope that's a ladder match. If it's not a TLC match, then I hope it's a ladder match. Because I don't think they're going to do another TLC match, but I hope they do what they have done before, where they still have, like, a tables match, like they are doing with the Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, and Natalya. That is going to be a tables match, because, you know, they brought out the table, but is that going to be the only non-TLC stipulation match, or are they... Like I said, with SmackDown tag titles, a ladder match would be perfect for that. Let's see. They do have Joe and Hardy. That one. Right, so with that, it's almost like they have to do a TLC match for that because it's Jeff Hardy. Or at least a ladders match. I don't know. I was thinking, like, a chairs match could fit for one of these matches, but chairs matches usually aren't too good. But actually, I was thinking, like, Joe and Hardy because they seem... They have, like, that personal feud where they could just, like, batter each other with a chair. So that's what I was thinking, at least. But I don't think that they would actually do that. I think about it a little bit more into, like, likeliness of WWE doing that. Which isn't high. But anyway, so then, like I said, the lesser matches, arguably Natalya and Ruby Riott, I mean, still kind of a big match, you know. They made the feud very personal, which made me excited for that tables match. But, I mean, compared to some of the other matches, I mean, Elias and Lashley, that's a lesser match. We've already seen that match. And it was okay. I mean, in my opinion, their feud should have fizzled a while ago, but they're still dragging it out, which is the problem with, I want to say, 90% of Raw's feuds right now. They've just been dragging it out for far too long. And yeah, not much really else for me to say. But yeah, either, like I said, either, never mind, not either, the women will main event, because it's Becky Lynch, it's Charlotte, and it's Asuka. Other than Rousey and arguably Bliss, they're the three biggest names in the women's division. And it's a TLC match, the first ever women's TLC match. So that is probably, if it doesn't main event, it's going to open the show, because that is going to be a crowd pleaser with all the spots and Becky Lynch. The crowd will cheer regardless whether it's a good match or not, because Becky Lynch is in the match. So, yeah, it's most likely going to be the main event. If it isn't and it is a show opener, then either Corbin and Mystery Opponent or Rollins and Ambrose are going to main event. It's definitely going to be one of those three matches, but I would put my money on the Triple Threat TLC. So, that has been the question of the week. Now got off track a little bit, but circled back around like I usually do. And I will see you guys for the next episode of the podcast.